I found when I left school I learnt more than I did when I was at school. The farmers that time of the day would come and pick the biggest boys out at the school for to go to their horses with the carters. If they thought they was big enough, they didn't mind what age they was, so I had to pack up at school at 11 years old. I went for a farmer named Mr. Duncan. He was Irishman, and a good old farmer he was too. And I never knowed the first year that ever a man would grow so many potatoes in my life. It was all potatoes. And after they'd ploughed them up and picked them up, he made pies of them, like they do wurzels, and clamped them. And what he couldn't sell to the tradespeople, he used to grind up for his bullocks. Out and out man for fattening bullocks. Oh, and the beautiful sugar he had come there for to feed them with, and grind his corn up, and the linseed cake and the cotton, all that, he regular dwelt on it. And he was a good old chap too. He used to have two greyhounds, and he used to course hares. And when he'd catch one or two in the week, he'd give them to his men. Well, and then he'd give the boys a turn. That is, if you suited him. Well, we jogged along through life up to then, and our money was very poor, 3 shillings a week. Well, and then if you see another job going on another farm, you try for it. I have done many a time and couldn't get it, because that time of the day the farmers wouldn't take each other's men, not for to give another lad a chance to get on the lawyer. So you had to stop where you was for a while. Well, when you see, and I, unfortunate, I had to stop at home a good many years. My poor father got killed in accident and left my mother with a big family. I had 5 brothers working on the land, all of us. But when the time come, we found that things was moving a bit. For night time, we packed up on that land because we didn't get much money. Well, when we give her notice in, me and my brother, the farmer said, what be you leaving for? He says, well, you don't give us enough money hardly for to live on. He said, well, you've never asked me for any more. I said, wouldn't matter much if we had done. We shouldn't got it. I'm going to a place now where I go and get a little more money. He says, oh, be ye? I says, yes. He says, oh, got you a job. I says, that's my business. I don't want you to know everything of my business because I believe in you. Well, he talked to me and talked me on, and I give me another 2 shillings a week, and I stopped a little longer. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I wasn't satisfied. And old chap said to me, he says, Harry, he says, you want a job? He says, don't tell anybody I got it for you. He says, I can get you a job in the hunting stables. He says, you've just right wait for that. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, can you? He says, you'll have to live away from home. I said, I don't mind that. So I started off in the hunting stables. I got 18 shillings a week in milk and vegetable. I thought that's a godsend from what I've been up on them downs, getting litter and flints, not wet and cold and snowy weather with the horses for nigh every day when we couldn't get on the land. And he said, you think you'd take it? I said, yes, I'd be pleased to take it. And I did take it. And I had 3 or 4 years there too. And the old farmer says, how getting on, boy, when he see me? I said, jolly fine. I said, look at my clean boots. I said, different it was when I was working on that land. He says, yes. He says, you get more money, I expect, don't you? I said, yes, I do. He said, you no business left us. None of your brothers or none of the others. I said, well, we didn't leave you. You drove us away because you didn't give us no money. That was the trouble. I said, I'm very happy where I be. He says, you won't like it for long. You'll be back on the farm again before you finish. Your brothers were setchers and could do any job you like on the land, he says. And you know, he says, they was good workmen.